Hello?
Hi, this is Nikki from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Colleen?
Yes.
Hi, Colleen. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I'm actually calling with regards to the scheduled line interview, and this call took around 45 minutes. Is this the best time?
Yes.
All right. Sounds great. So please note that the call may be monitored and recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Colleen, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal with today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals, so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, we'll verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I see here that you already signed the terms and conditions, but you're not done yet setting up the security question with Gina. So let's go ahead now and proceed with securing your security question. So you can choose between three: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born, or first pet's name. So which one would you like to use?
City.
All right. And that would be?
Tacoma. Tacoma.
Tacoma.
T-A-C-O-M-A.
Gotcha. So we have Tacoma here. All right. Let me update it real quick. Okay. So now I'm going to verify your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Okay. So I got it here. Your business name is called Upgrade-Upkeep. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the address that I have on here is 6735 32nd Street, North Highlands, California, 95660.
Yeah, there's a unit number there, though, Unit H.
Gotcha, Unit H. Thank you so much for that. And is this a home address or an office location?
Office location.
Office location, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm actually looking at your website, and I do see the license number, number 1105656.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have the expiration date?
Not off the top of my head.
If it's not handy, that's okay. So this
yeah,
is
I
a
don't
con-
have it off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. This is a contractor license number, but do you have a business license number?
No, I just submitted the application. I'm actually having some issues with it. So they're requiring us to get some kind of permit, and nobody's getting back to me, so I'm still working on that, but they've got the paperwork. It's already been submitted.
Gotcha. So you're working on your license, but are you insured to have a business registration?
Yes.
Amazing. All right. Let me note that here. And are you open to publicly displaying your office address? Will Google have the rewards verified addresses with better local rankings? Are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide it?
That's fine. We can share it.
All right. Let's share that. And I just want to make sure. Can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Okay. And later in the call, Colleen, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number? Is it going to be through 916-224-7041 or through 916-308-899-978?
This is for, like, customer contacts and leads?
For Local Splash, would it be through your phone number? or would it be through Paul?
It depends on what it is. Any of the administration stuff would be me.
Okay. And if it's going to be through leads, are we going to set up with Paul's number then? Is it 7041? Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
and
you.
And I have
that
expiration date for the contractor's license is 6/30/2027.
Gotcha. 6/30/2027. Thank you so much for that. And I just want to make sure that I got to your correct email address, and that's going to be admin@upgrade-upkeep.com, or is it going to be...
Correct.
Oh, okay, that's the correct, right? Correct one?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I see that you already have a business website that I'm pulling up right now. So the domain name... Okay, so you have two domain names?
Yes.
Okay, the other one is upgrade with a dash on it, and
yes.
The other one is just upgradeupkeep.com.
Right.
Okay. Let me just pull up the other one real quick.
They should both go to the same spot.
Goes to the same spot. Okay.
Right.
So that leads me to my next question. Would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is? Or they want us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs?
good question. What is that? What's involved in that?
Okay. So if you would like us to promote your website as is, then we're just going to go ahead and promote as it is right now. But if you want like if you would like us to create a new layout for you, we have this design that we call My Site. So for us to be able to do that, you will need to provide us your domain credentials so our website team can go into your domain and work on it. But it depends, whatever makes you comfortable. Or you can think about it.
Yeah. Is there a fee associated with that or is that included?
No additional cost for that.
Okay. Let me... Let me talk to Paul about that one.
Okay.
And if so, I'll have to get the domain credentials from our guy.
Gotcha. All right. So for now, I'm going to go ahead and promote your website as is. And once you want us to create a new layout for your domain name, just let us know. Give us a call back, email, or text so that we can go ahead and ask some details for the website that you would like. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me just note that you will think about it or promote it for now. So our website team would know the possibility for them to create the layout for you.
Okay.
All right. And let me see. Let's now set up your call tracking, which is included in your package or in your strategy, to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Stash app using your primary phone number as the username. So let me just go ahead now, Colleen, and check the phone number that my team set up for you. So we do have this phone number, 916-314-2245. Are you okay with this phone number?
Say that again, 916.
Yeah. 916-314-2245.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay, so we will set up this call tracking number with a number that ends with 7041. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And since we'll be promoting your website as is to maximize your return on investment, you need to update your website to display a new tracking number, keeping your listings and online presence in sync. All right. And would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice reading, We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this one Colleen, and we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Upgrade Upkeep. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. You can use the sample provided. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice. Or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then a team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
No, thanks.
All right. That's okay. You can always add it anytime if you'd be interested, okay? All right. So let's skip it for now. And are you familiar with Google Workspace? Oh, you're already using one. All right. Okay. Just want to let you know also, Colleen, that we have it here in Local Splash. So if you want to add more username to your account, we do offer that with $19 per month per username, okay?
Okay.
All right. And now we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide HVAC services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the number one service you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Good question. Replacements.
Okay,
replacements. Are always good. Maintenance. Maintenance and repairs are usually pretty good.
Okay. So we have HVAC. Is it going to be like HVAC replacement, HVAC maintenance, and HVAC repair?
Mm-hmm. And then he also does plumbing, water heater replacements.
Plumbing
services.
Plumbing services and water heater replacement, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Anyways, Colleen, I've pulled up some top performing industry keywords for you. Let me know if you want to add the change any, because we optimize for all relevant service. But your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy just if you want to make updates, okay?
Okay.
So let me ask you, do you want it to be found first with the keyword HVAC contractor or HVAC services?
Services.
All right. So, yep, I'm going to read to you the top performing industry keywords. Let me know if there's anything you want me to take out from the list, okay? So we have here HVAC services as your first one, but I'm adding here the keywords that you mentioned earlier, the HVAC replacement, HVAC maintenance, HVAC repair, plumbing services, and water heater replacement. And the top performing industry keywords that I got is HVAC insulation. We have here the HVAC repair and maintenance. You already mentioned it earlier. We have central air conditioner installation, central air conditioner repair, air conditioning installation, air conditioning repair, emergency HVAC repair, heat pump installation, heat pump repair, heating system installation, heating system repair, furnace installation, furnace repair, ductwork installation, and ductwork repair, commercial HVAC services, and residential HVAC services. Are you okay with all these keywords?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
No.
Okay. Anyways, Colleen, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. Maybe you can think some keywords that you want to add later.
Okay.
And now, Just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Personable service, for one.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't really know how to put it. Paul tends to do very well with customers and is more than willing to help them out with price. He gets a lot of, like, for instance, he got called out on an estimate the other day for a few things, and the guy had been getting estimates for thousands and thousands of dollars, and Paul told him, look, you can do this for a couple hundred bucks, and you can call this company out for to clear this line for $99. There's no reason for you to spend all this money.
Oh, okay. So basically, you
know, and I wouldn't know how to put it, but he's not out there to rip people off. He's very honest with his work, and he's not going to do something and take money for it when it's something that the homeowner could do themselves very easily.
Gotcha. So basically, you offer affordable prices and some competitive prices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me add it here. So that means to say your customer service is top tier, right?
Yes.
Okay. And he helps with the pricing, and aside from that, he offers affordable and competitive prices for his service. And let me add, Colleen,
we also offer financing.
Okay, gotcha. We also offer financing. And let me see, is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Okay, we can add that one here. We have a very good start. We have a good description. So let's see. Do you have a mission statement?
We don't.
Okay.
I know we should.
I was actually checking your website. Okay. Do you want to hear what I prepared for you? I do have some list of mission statements.
Sure.
Okay, so we have here, at Upgrade Upkeep, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have, at Upgrade Upkeep, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is, at Upgrade Upkeep, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. The fourth one is, at Upgrade Upkeep, our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. And the last one that we have is, at Upgrade Upkeep, our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. So, do you like anything from the list?
The first couple sounded good, I think.
Okay, do you want to go over?
Yeah, it's hard without me seeing it. It's hard to track. The first couple again.
Okay, so the first one is, at Upgrade Upkeep, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. The second one is, at Upgrade Upkeep, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is, at Upgrade Upkeep, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. So
I like the first one.
The first one. It actually fits with regards to the business that you, the description that you told me earlier. So let's have it. And do you have a tagline or a slogan?
No.
Okay. So we do have a few samples here. Under HVAC services, like, for example, comfort you can count on. We have heating, cooling done right. And we have here reliable air, reliable care. We also have precision comfort solutions, or we have where comfort meets efficiency. feel like anything? From my few samples, or do you want to personalize your tagline?
I kind of like the second to last one.
Second to the last one, we have here reliable air, reliable care, or the precision comfort solution.
Oh, yeah, that one. This is a precision comfort solution.
Gotcha. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These can all be changed, right?
If you wanted to update this or want to change this, just let us know, okay?
Okay.
And how many years have you been in business?
Since 2018, so 8 years.
2018, and how many years of experience do you have? The fall have?
20.
Oh wow. Look at that. So the business started 2018, but you have like 20 years of experience.
Yep.
All right. Let me know it that way. And how many people work with your company?
Just the two of us.
Okay. You have two. And do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
Mostly residential.
Mostly residential, but would you like me also to include commercial or just residential?
I think you can include commercial for now. He may want to take it out. I'm not sure.
Okay. So I'll just note it here, mostly residential.
Yes.
Okay. And what are your hours of operation?
Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to, I guess, 6 p.m.
Okay, the 7 to 6 from Monday through Saturdays, and are you closed on Sundays, or do you do by appointments?
Yeah. Emergency only on Sunday.
Emergency services on Sundays. Okay. And what types of payment did you accept?
All types.
Okay, so you do cash, checks, cards, you mentioned financing. We also do Zelle, Venmo, Cash App.
I don't think we're set up with Cash App, but we are set up with Zelle and Venmo. So.
Gotcha. Do you also do PayPal or Apple Pay?
Apple Pay. I think so. I have to verify that.
All right. Or how about this? I'll just add cash, checks, cards, financing, Zelle, and Venmo for now.
Okay.
All right. So now that we have your business information, Colleen, we do have two options for you. The first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you this option, Colleen, because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and waste of time. So you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer?
The first one.
Let's look at the first one. All right. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key assets for booking high-value jobs. So, yes, I see here that your business is located in North Highlands, California. So, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? Again, I would like to give my suggestion because, of course, I want you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we can work on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you provide me 5 cities or 5 zip codes?
Definitely can't do zip codes. There's way too many.
Okay, the cities then.
So, Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Citrus Heights. Elk Grove.
Yeah, we're going to add here. So I have Sacramento Citrus Heights.
Mm-hmm. Elk Grove.
Elk Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Roseville.
Let's see what Granite Bay, I guess.
You want Granite Bay?
Granite Bay.
Okay. All right.
Unless we can just do Sacramento and surrounding areas.
Sacramento or surrounding areas. For now, we actually want you to provide the specific cities so that we can work on the optimization. We highly recommend for the specific cities. Do you want to add more? Like, we can add two from Sacramento's, surrounding areas from Sacramento's. What do you prefer?
It's hard to say. Fair Oaks, I guess.
Okay. Fair Oaks. Mm-hmm.
That should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me add it here for you. All right. So, do you know if you have a Google Business Profile?
It looks like it.
Yep. Actually, before I try to call you, I did a few research, and also Tina left a note here for me that you actually have an existing Google Business Profile, but it doesn't have any reviews yet, right? Do you have access to this Google Business Profile?
I should.
Okay. And I will ask you to grant us, to add this as manager so we can optimize your Google Business Profile. But first of all, I just want to make sure, does your Google Business Profile have the same name as you have in your, insurance and your business registration? So the one that I'm seeing right now, it says upgrade, -upkeep LLC.
Correct.
Okay, sounds great. Because we need the names to match in case we need to do a verification with Google. So now I will ask you to add this as a manager. Can I walk you through? Do you have time right now for me to walk you through?
Yeah, let me see if I can figure out how to.
Okay. Let me know if you are on your Google Business Profile.
Working on it, sorry.
All right. Yeah, just take your time. It's okay. Just let me know if you're having
While I am working on this, I cannot seem to sign in for the local splash.
Dashboard. You mean the dashboard?
Dashboard.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right. Thank you for bringing that up. I want to make sure that you'll be able to sign in. So we sent you an email that says, welcome to Local Splash. I can resend it to you right now. The email was actually sent last 25th of February. So that might be on... maybe you may be having a hard time finding it on your email, so I'll just resend it to you for now, okay? Let me see.
I actually have it. I found it this morning and clicked on the link and tried to sign in. It wouldn't let me sign in. Paul went and changed the password and gave me the password that he changed it to, and it still wouldn't let me sign in.
Oh, it still didn't let you sign it?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Okay. I'll try to check if we can, let me see if we can reset the password. event supporting. Oh, actually, the password that I have here, maybe when he signed it up, when you changed the password, it then it went through. Can you try, was the password that you used before the password ZSplash or no?
No, what was that?
ZSplash. I'm sending you another email. It says, okay. Login credentials here, advanced reporting. Let's try that email, username and password. So the username is usually the phone number, the 916-224-7041, and the password is the splash. Let's try. If it's not going to work, let me know. So I will ask our team. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so no dashes, just the phone, just the number, 91.
Yes, no dashes.
And the splash, all lowercase?
Yep, all lowercase.
Okay, that works.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so on that dashboard, that is where you can check the progress of your account, and you can upload photos, which we highly suggest that you upload photos as much as possible, or if you have new photos of your work, then we can use it for the marketing campaign, okay?
Okay.
All right, and with regards to your Google Business profile, are you already on the page? Gotcha. So are you on the page where you see edit profile, profile strength, photos? Are you on that page?
I am. No. Let me see.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Oh, nope, wrong thing. Damn it. Sorry, computer and I, computers and I don't get along. So what is it?
Tell me what you see. If you can't locate,
I'm on like a business profile manager business, and it's showing me I created one for my my 9-to-5 employer also, so it's showing me both of them. Do I click on?
Did you see your business name, the upkeep?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and did you see see profile? Update,
yes.
Upkeep? Okay, can you tap on see profile, please?
Okay.
All right. And
okay.
Now, did you see the thing that I've mentioned earlier, like edit profile photos?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you see three dots beside profile strength?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tap on the three dots, please?
Mm-hmm.
And you should see business profile settings.
Yep.
And there's managers or people in access.
Yep.
All right. Tap on add, please. Tap on it, and there's an add button. And it will route you to the email address box, and I'm going to read you the local stash listing number. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so type in on the email address box the 552-554-6200, and you should see the local stash listings popping up.
Okay.
All right, and you should add this as manager so we can optimize the Google Business Profile.
Okay.
And I will check it here in my end. You will actually receive a pending notification, and I will check it here if you successfully added us. Let me see. All right, receive it now. Thank you so much for that, Colleen. So I will let our Google team know that you have successfully added us as managers so we can work on the optimization.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. So let me just have it here real quick. Okay. And also, I think you received an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, right? So we do understand that you may be familiar with the process of having this when you try to create the Google Business Profile, but we want to have this on file, so in case you need to do verification with Google or in case there need some actions to be done, we already have this and we can work on it, okay? So we sent you an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and birthplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email. And we'll be following up with Google and let you know if anything has to see that, okay?
Okay.
And also, Colleen, one growth feature that we offer is a weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Yes, please.
All right, because I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that is very helpful to your Google Business Profile optimization. And anyways, if you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit and delete it through your dashboard, okay?
Okay.
So, let me have it here. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
No.
Okay, so if you don't have a Yelp page yet, that's nothing to worry. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. So would you like us to go ahead and create Yelp for you?
Yes.
Okay, let's create Yelp. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
We do not.
Okay. Actually, Colleen,
I don't have any of that. It's something that's on my list that I need to create, but I have not done it yet.
Yeah. We actually highly suggest that you create the Facebook business page yourself so you will have the full ownership, okay? So, because creating your business Facebook page is a required first step for Facebook ads and foundational digital marketing. So you just need to set up a basic page, just add the business name and a category, and we will send easy instructions. And I'm going to send you an email that says, action needed, create your Facebook business page. This will set us a reminder, and also on that email, there's a link where you can add the SS admin so we can get your ads running. So I see that you have Facebook ads included in the package, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. This will also set us a reminder of the things that you need to do for us to keep your Facebook ads running. So let me just send it real quick. Okay. So you should receive it in a moment. And let's go ahead and discuss your Facebook ads, which is included in your strategy. Would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle this?
I would probably be better off with your creative team handling it.
Gotcha. All right. No worries about this. But you have a lot of photos that you can send?
Yes. Yeah, we've actually been spending a bunch of time going through and finding some good photos before and afters and everything, so.
That's amazing. So let me see. So I will let them know that we will have the creative team handle your Facebook ads, but you do have a lot of photos that we can use. And for your Facebook ads, Colleen, we do have this free lead response method. And we recommend using FormSale because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. So with Facebook FormSale, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. So we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. The other options, Colleen, are calls or Facebook Messenger. But, and then again, most of our clients running successful campaigns are using FormSale. So which one would you like to use?
FormSale.
All right. Let's work with the FormSale. And I do see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google? Exactly when and where prospects look for your services. So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks, and investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested one day, Colleen, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results, okay?
Okay.
And you can always add it anytime.
Not now, though. Yeah.
You gotcha. Yep, that's okay. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed?
Any day but Friday is usually good. So, I guess as needed, just not on Fridays unless it's...
Gotcha. I'll notify you then. We can call you anytime if you have concerns, but not Friday.
Yeah, unless it's, like, imminent. Obviously, I can be reached on Friday. It's just my Fridays are very, very crazy, so...
Gotcha. All right. So you have a very busy Friday before the weekend, before you time to relax. All right. So I'll notify you then. So my team would know. Any day, but not Friday. Okay. And do you have a logo that showcases your brand?
We do.
Okay. I do hope that you'd be able to upload your logo on your dashboard so we can use it for the marketing campaign, okay?
Huh.
So now you will see several important emails from a soon colleague. First, review your keywords list, the one that we just got earlier, discussed earlier, and let us know if you want to add or adjust, just reply to the message. And if you have project photos, videos, and a logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
If necessary, yeah.
Okay. Anyways, those will only be like placeholders if ever the photos that you provide are like of low quality. But anyways, you can always use it anytime.
I've received the action needed for the Facebook page, but not the other one for the Google profile pictures and whatnot.
Okay, let me resend that for you.
Okay.
Okay, so you should receive it in a while. Actually, that picture's needed for Google verification. Okay. And your client dashboard login, which you just checked earlier, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere and any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates if your blog is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering necessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through local splash. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Okay. So same day, Wednesday, that's going to be on the 25th of March. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
No, that's fine.
Okay, same time, do you want to do 7 a.m. or do you have any other time? Okay.
7 a.m. as well.
Let's see, we have 25th of March, 7 a.m. Pacific. All right. Anyways, Colleen, I will add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call. And as I had mentioned earlier, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up for leading your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Okay.
So after we end this call, I will call the call tracking number, but it will fall through the 7041. Will you be able to answer that?
Paul will. I'm letting him know right now. So it's Paul.
Gotcha. And, yep, this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement set to help for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
I don't think so. I think we're good. I got those emails, so I will get that information over to you guys as soon as possible.
Gotcha. Sounds
good.
And
I guess we'll go from there, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Go from there. And in 5 to 7 days, also, Colleen, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll address it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back as we're here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and text for status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Staff as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
I don't think so.
All right. And just a friendly reminder, I hope you'd be able to create your Facebook business page as soon as possible so we can work on a correct timeline for your Facebook ads, okay?
Yes, I will do that right now.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for your time, Colleen. Enjoy the rest of the day, and bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.